the turnover of the forest, namely the rate at which plants die and are replaced, depends largely on successional status. Remember what succession means? Younger secondary forest has a high turnover rate compared to older primary forest. The riskiest stage of life is in the seed stage. The vast majority, usually more than 90% of seeds, don't even make it to germination. Beetle larvae are the most important seed predator of tropical trees and often attack seeds while they're still on the tree. The danger isn't over once a seed has germinated and established itself. Large numbers of seedlings are culled by herbivores, smashed by falling trees, or outcompeted by their neighbors for light. The data at right from Costa Rica, in keeping with the Janssen-Connell model you learned about earlier, shows seed mortality to be virtually zero within 5 meters of the adult, rising to 5% as far as 45 meters away. The percent of individuals that die, however, is not strictly correlated with plant size. Rather, it's correlated with growth rate. Plants that grow faster, presumably because their environment is favorable, not surprisingly, have lower death rates. Once a tree has grown to adult size, it's out of the woods as far as mortality is concerned, pun intended. Plot-based surveys that repeatedly measure forest trees have shown that only about 1.5 to 2% of adult trees die each year in the rainforest. Depending on the tree density, this usually translates to about 10 tree deaths per hectare per year.